The Talmud Shachar. Even at night time, as soon as it becomes Yom Tiv, that's called Rosh Hashanah, and now you're over the law of Baal Tach. So the Gemara of Arei Yovus, the Avmin was known, like Rashi says, Shetoli B'tkiya, Yovel first becomes Yovel on Yom Kippur when you blow the shofar. So again, it's totally in an action. And our Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah L'Yovel is Tishrei. The Gemara says again, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmael, Vinoish Rabbi Yechon and Mabruki. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmael, that says that Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah. And you don't need a Tchia Shofar. So as soon as it becomes the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the 50th year, that's when Yovel starts. So the Rosh Hashanah starts without an action. That's why our Mishnah includes it. Ravashi Yomar Arvor Rosh Hashanah. Our Mishnah says, true, there are four Rosh Hashanah. Shehein B'Arvor Rosh Hashanah. That they are on four Rosh Hashanah. That means, what the Mishnah means, four Rosh Hashanahs, it doesn't mean there are only four. There are other ones also. But it means these are the four Rosh Hashanahs that start on the beginning of a month. It means there are 4 months that the beginning of the month is the Rosh Hashanah. If so, the Gemara says, you have to mean when the Mishnah says the fourth month of Shvat, it means that Rosh Hashanah of Yilonais is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So the Chur, that's Kibbeh Shammai, goes according to Beis Shammai Shita. So it's not Mustafa that rather saying the Mishnah is talking about some Mishnah according to Beis Shammai Shita. So what says Hachi Koma? The Mishnah means it like this. There are three Rosh Hashanahs, there are 3 months that at the beginning of the month is the Rosh Hashanah, according to everybody. The Yechud Bishvat Mashenkein, the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis, that starts in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's Tovah Machlekes, Enoch Mami, Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, that only goes according to Beis Shammai, but according to Beis Hillel Taka, there's not a Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the month, but rather Tezvav Bishvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis. There's another cheshbon of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says four, it means to say there are 4 months that at the beginning of the month is the Rosh Hashanah. So even though you have Sivan and you have Tezvav Benisa, the Mishnah doesn't talk about that because that's not a Rosh Hashanah of the beginning of a month. Right, then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, V'yecho B'tishrei. But the Machlokes in the Mishnah. The first Tanakam is where Meir Shita holds that the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behema is in Elul. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, no, it's Becher B'tishrei. The Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behema, when starts the new month? For Ma'aseh Behema, it starts back in Tishrei. So Amar Rabbi Yechon says, L'shneye Mikrech Adosho. Both Rabbi Meir, Tanakam of the Mishnah, and both Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer, both dash in the same pasuk. The machlok is, how do you learn this pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim? Shenema, the pasuk says, Lov shu korim hatzayim, v'yamokim yatzu bar, yisraya yu'af yashiru. That means what? Lov shu korim hatzayim means that tzayim have a lot of wool on them, they're wearing a lot. V'yamokim yatzu bar means the valley is full of wheat, means the crop is all fully grown already. And yisraya yashiru, it starts to sing already. Now the wind blows upon the crop and it knocks and makes noise. Look at Rashi. Love shu korim atzayim. Nikru b'seif atilim. Love shu korim atzayim means that the amokim yatfu bar yisro raf yeshiru. Love shu korim atzayim means mislav shu sakfoshim shemasabras. Now this is to say the kfoshim, the sheep, this is the time they become pregnant. They become pregnant at this time. That's called love shu korim atzayim. The tzayim, the sheep are now pregnant. At what time? That is the time of Amokim Yatfu Bar. At the time when they still, when the wheat is completely grown in the Amokim in the valleys. Rashi Yatfu Bar, Shazriya Tzaymechas, Vinikeris Yafa. When the crop is starting to grow and you can tell it's growing nicely, that's this time. And then Yisroas Yeshiru. That means Benisim. And Nisim, Kishigiya Zman Haktir. When it comes to time to cut down the wheat. The atfur the kashim, and the wheat is still in its stalks now, shalor. The aruach min hashevis, and the wind blows. The heim neitshim zu al zu, and they hit one and the other, nishim hakur, that's when you hear the noise. The nearest to mishairis, it looks like they're singing. So that's this pasuk, that when is the time that behemoths become pregnant? At the time when the wheat is singing, nisim time. So we say it like this. Rabbi Meir holds like this. Amos by love shukorim atzayin when does the tzoin become pregnant? When do they become mesaber? That's bizman she'amokim yatfu bar. That's at the time when there's a lot of wheat in the valley. The yemosai amokim yatfu bar. When is the time when there's a lot of wheat in the fields? That's biyader. That's another. Sumela misabrois bader. The sheep become pregnant in adar. The oldest, when do they give birth? The locker is that a behema daka gives birth in 5 months. So b'av, if they get pregnant in adar, 5 months later in av, that's when they give birth. So if they first gave birth in av, so when is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema? The earliest she could start is the next month. So maybe Rosh Hashanah Shalem is Elul. Right after av, Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema. So actually Rosh Hashanah Shalem Elul, the Samach Legomroi, right next to the end of the giving birth, Zaman Chodesh, Manumah Zman. The Yosh Shalem, the Chidesh Hashanah, the old ones are from last year, and the new one is called like now for the new year. So, right after they give birth, that's called starting the new year. So this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Naimim know that the Rosh Hashanah was in Tishrei. How does he get Tishrei? Amosai love shu karam atzoin. When do we say the sheep first become pregnant? And which month does the sheep become pregnant? Bizman sheyisroyu af yeshiru. At the time when the wheat is like fully grown already, and it's in its stalks, and the stalks are banging against one another, and you hear a shear, you hear noise out of it. Now, Amosai shibola maimer shira. When are the stalks completely grown that they hit against one another with the wind and they say like Shira? That's Benisin. The Kitzra, Blazer, B'Shem, and Dashan is the Pasek, the beginning to the end of the Pasek. Like when is Lav Shukorim Atzoin, not right with the next part of the Pasek, V'yamotim Yatfu Bar, but rather it skips to the end of the Pasek. That when does the same become pregnant? At the time when the stalks hit against one another, which is Benisin. Therefore, Misav Rosh Benisin. The behemoths first become pregnant, they're a klal in Nisan. The yodas, they give birth 5 months from now, the yelul. So the first give birth in yelul, it should come out then that Rosh Hashanah shalahem. When is the Rosh Hashanah? Tishrei. That's the blessing of Shimon Shita, that the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema is in Tishrei. Now, so that's the machlokes, how do you dash in the pasuk? From the beginning to the end, or right away, one after another? So the Gemara asks the Ibrach, according to Rav Meir, Nami, called Siv Yisroyu Af Yeshiru, either Pasuk is Mashmet at the time when there's noise there, which Pasuk means Nisan. So why do you say they become pregnant in Adar, the Hur means in Nisan? And the Gemara, who the Yafalta? There are some.
One second.
That they first become pregnant in Nisan time. Whereas Nisan is the time when they become pregnant. So how do you say that they become pregnant in Adar before the pasuk is also mashma Yisroach Yeshiru? The tzoin become pregnant at the time when there's noise going on. There are some animals that first become pregnant a little bit later. True, those become pregnant first in Nisan. So there are some that become pregnant in Nisan. But Rashi says, Al-Baruba and the other heavy. But most of them become pregnant after in Adar. So therefore, since most of them become pregnant in Adar, we say that Adar is when they come pregnant. They give birth 5 months from them in Av. And therefore, the Rosh Hashanah is an Elul. So the Gemara of the Ibrach, according to the Blessed Reb Shimon, but he says, no, they become pregnant at the time when the wind blows in Nisan. So the Gemara Nami Yaktiv Yamokim Yatfu Baal. It says in the pasuk that when does the sun become pregnant? At the time when the valley is full of bar of wheat, and that's in Adar. And the Gemara Hui Bichafasayu the Yasin Miyadar. The Yikat time taker when the animals become pregnant taker is in Nisan. Some animals become pregnant earlier in Adar. That's why the pasuk says like both times animals become pregnant both in Adar and in Nisan. But the machlek is though, when is the majority become pregnant, and when is just a tuffle? Rav Meir says the majority becomes pregnant in Adar, and just some become late in Nisan. And Rav Lezer Shimon says, no, the majority becomes pregnant first in Nisan. Just some become pregnant earlier in Adar. Gemara says, this blame of the Rabbeinu, who Rabbeinu is right. This blame of the Rabbeinu, k'dechsev, idashim, the pasuk very good. It says, love shukor matoin. In other words, when does the sheep become pregnant? Bizman sha'amokim yatkubal. Let the next pasuk, the next word say. At the time when the valley is full of wheat, which is an adar. So Rechur Ramei is right that to become pregnant, the majority becomes pregnant in Adar. The Ikanami Yisroi Rafi Shud. And the end of the passage says, you should know, there's also some that become pregnant a little bit later in the next month of Nisan when the stalks hit one another like say Shiva. So that's good according to Ramei. Elo le Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. But according to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, Ipcha mi boile. The passage should have said the opposite order. According to them, it should have said, Lov Shukor Matzoin. You know when the tzoin, when the sheep is lovsha wearing, means pregnant. Tizman she yisroyu af yeshiru. That's what I should have said right away. At Nisan time, when the stalks are hitting one another and it's like shiru then, that's when the animals become pregnant. But that's the majority. But you should know, v'ikanami diyamokim, there are also some that become pregnant a little bit earlier. Diyamokim yatvabar, there are some that become pregnant a little bit earlier in Adar. That's the way the pasuk should have said it. So according to Lezer B'Shimon, it's a kashra on the Pasuk. So Mar says, true. Elo Amar Rabba. Rabba says like this, I'll tell you. The Kula Yom, everybody holds, Love Shukor Matzoin. That means the Pasuk, when does the Tzoin become pregnant? When is the time when the animals become pregnant? Bizman Shamokim Yatzvu Bar B'Yadu. Fact, you read the Pasuk one word after another word. When does the majority of them become pregnant? In Chodesh Adar, when the fields, the valleys are full of wheat. For a halachos, then what's the machlokes then? How come Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon says they first become pregnant in Nisan, or how come he says the Rosh Hashanah is first in Tishrei? Why isn't it Elul? The Gemara says the halacha by Korach and Miflugit. True. Now, if everybody's mouth to become pregnant in Adar, and really they give birth in Av, that's when they give birth. The machlokes is though when is the Rosh Hashanah, and the machlokes is in this pasuk, the pasuk in Devarim that says Aser to Aser, give off Maaser. So we dashin b'shnei ma'isos kosim adaber. The post is talking about there are two different mitzvahs of ma'isim. There's ma'isa yerek v'dogen, when you have your wheat that grows from the tfuah. Before you eat them, you have to take off tumas of ma'isos. And then there's ma'isa behema, when you have animals, the new crop, the newborn ones, when you have 10 of them, you have to give off ma'isa behema. Echad ma'isa behema, aser taser, one word means, talking about ma'isa behema, when you have 10 newborn. The echad ma'isa dogen. So when you have wheat, crop, and you want to start eating them, you have to take off the trumas and maizes. That's what the pasuk is talking about. So now, Rav Meir Sava Makish Maizeh Behemah L'Maizeh Dagan. There's a hekesh in this pasuk that we learn out the dinim of Maizeh Behemah from the loch of regular maizer, you take off the wheat. Maizeh Rishon, Maizeh Sheni, and Truma. The what? Ma Maizeh Dagan. Just like the trumas and maizes we take off from the wheat. Is Samach L'Gomroi. As soon as it's finished growing, when you take it off, right away, usually that's the Zman. When people take off Trumas and Maaseres, usually you take it off right away. As soon as it's finished growing and you cut it off, that's when you take off Trumas and Maaseres. Is Yisuroi, Samach L'Gomra, Yisuroi, that's the time when you take off the Trumas and Maaseres. So I'll tell you, Af Maaseh Behema. The same Allah applies by Maaseh Behema. Samach L'Gomra, Yisuroi. As soon as it's finished, as soon as they're all born, that's when you take off Maaseh Behema. In other words, everybody holds again to become pregnant in Adar, and they give birth in Av. So they give birth in Av, as soon as they're born, right away you start taking care of Maaseh Behema. So maybe when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's like the new year, that starts the new crop. Because of last year's crop, you already took off all the Maaseh Behema. That's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Savri, they hold also that Makish Maaseh Behema L'Maaseh Dagim. I also hold that the Hekesh, I learn out the Loch of Maaseh Behema from the Loch of Maaseh Dagan. How do I learn out? Like this. Ma Maaseh Dagan. Just like the Maaseh Dagan. Rosh Hashanah Shalai is Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah of the year of Maaseh. Isn't Tishrei, you should know, Af Maaseh Behema, Rosh Hashanah Shalai Tishrei. Who are then also the Maaseh Behema, the Rosh Hashanah? For Maaseh Behema is also Tishrei. Even though it's not Samach Lai, but he says the Hekesh is to the same month that the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser is the same month the Rosh Hashanah for Maaseh Behema. And how the Rashi says, Maaseh Dagan, Samach L'Gomra, Yisurai, at Rosh Hashanah, L'Maaseh, Tishrei. The Braisa. That the Braisa says later, the Rosh Hashanah for Maestros, one starts the new year. Like you have to know which year or when to give Maise Sheni, or when to give Maise Oni. You have to know what year you're in. So Tishrei starts the new year. So that's the machlokes. You learn it out that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser. Who are the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Beim also? Or else, no, you learn out that the Meiser, you take off Meiser right away. Who are the Meiser Beim also, you take off right away.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, the Yechod the Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lishonim, our Mishnah says. On the first day of Tishrei, it's called the Rosh Hashanah for the year. So the Gemara Lamai Hilchos says, what does it mean, Rosh Hashanah for the year? Omer Rapopo L'shtaros. It means for the Lach of Shtaros, like the one we had before. That when you write down the star, I lent you money, you have to write down what year it took place. So what's called the beginning of that year, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The Tanan, like we learned, Shtorei Chayiv. If I have a star saying, I owe you money, Hamukdomim, if you wrote this star before I really lent you the money, Psulim, such a star is possible, like Rashi can't use it at all, like Rashi, according to Rashi, you could use it, you just can't money from a Shabbatim, Taisa, you can't use it at all. The Amukhorim, what about a star that was written on a date after you made the Maisavor? Then, sure, that's good. Like you're not doing anything false, you're allowed a Monai Mishabodim. If the loiva sold his karka, the mal was allowed to collect it. So if as long as the star was written after the halvor, it's kosher. So the mela, you have to know what year is in the star to know what took first. Did the mice halvor take first, or did they write the star first? So you have to know what year you're talking about. So you write down the Rosh Hashanah of this year is called Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So at Gemara, what's now? We learned before not like that. The Atanan, the Echad Benisin, is Rosh Hashanah Lemlochim. Our Mishnah said that Rosh Hashanah Lemlochim for the kings is Nisin. The Amrin that we said before, Lamai Hilkaso, what halacha does that mean that you have the Rosh Hashanah for kings? The Yomar Avchiz and Lishtaris, Avchiz said to the same halacha Lishtaris. That when you go to write down the star, you have to write in the star what year you're in, and they write down the years according to how long the king is in reign already. So what's called the new year for the king is called Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. So here's the stira. You're telling me now the Rosh Hashanah for Shtaris here is Tishrei. And before the Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. And the Mala Kasha, like we said before already, Kan Lamalcha Yisroel, Kan Lamalcha Yumasailam. That by a Jewish king, the Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. By a Goyish king, the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. So here, when the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah Lishonim is Tishrei, it means by the count of a Goyish king. But when the Yidden didn't live in Eretz Yisrael anymore, when they lived in Chutz Laaretz and they had under the reign of a Goyish king, they used to write down in the Shtar, this is the 20th year of King Joe, so when does King Joe start the new year, the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So Gemara, that's Shana Mishnah, Elohor, the Yom Rav Chizda. That's what Rav Chizda taught us before and said, Leishanu, that we learned at the beginning, the Rosh Hashanah Lemlochim is Nisin, Ela Lamalcha Yisrael. He said it before, it's only by a Jewish king. Ava Lamalcha Yumasalem, but by a Goyish king, you should know, Metishrei Minyonin. We count the Goyish king Metishrei. So the Chur, if that was of Chizda before, we have Chizda Mas Nisin Osn Lashminon. Does the Chizda want to come and teach us a Mishnah? Like you're telling me now, that's Pashup Pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lashonim. And we're saying, what does it mean, Rosh Hashanah Lashonim? That's called the new year for Shtaris, when you write down the year of the king. So it comes out that the king's new year starts in Tishrei. The first part of the Mishnah said the king starts in Nisan, so we have to answer that Nisan is a Jewish king, and Tishrei is a Goyish king. So that's Pshat now Mishnah. So what did he need Chizda for then? What was the Chizda's big Kiddush to say? That you only count the Jewish king from Nisan, but it's the Goyish king not. It's not your Kiddush from Chizda. That's what our Mishnah says right now. That the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah Lishonim is Tishrei. The Marin says Loi. Rav Chizda cross Lashminim. Rav Chizda just wants to come teach us the Psukim. That how does our Mishnah know it? He's not teaching us the Din. The Din talk of the Mishnah says it. Rav Chizda is just telling us how does the Mishnah know it? Where was the Psukim that the Mishnah knows to say that Goyish King we go back to Tishrei? That was Rav Chizda's Chiddush. He brought down Psukim before. The boy said another territory like this. Rav Chizda k'Rabbi Zeira Masnilor. Rav Chizda learned like Reb Zeira. that the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, it doesn't mean Mishtaris, but it means rather Litkufa. It means for the beginning of the Tkufa, the Mazolis, when does the Tkufa of the Chama, when does the sun start over again, it starts over on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's what it meant. That is very good. The Mishnah is not talking about Lemalochim now by Goyish King. That was El Chizdus Chiddush. The Mishnah now that says Rosh Hashanah Lashonim means Hilchas Tkufa. Rashi means Tkufa Sachama, or Meleda Salavonim Tishrei, that the moon and the sun are first like starting over again the cycle in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's the Tkufa. For Abelezi, it goes according to Abelezi also, the Yoma B'Tishrei Nivroilam, because the Tkufa starts over at the beginning when it was created. So Abelezi Shitri is the world was created in Tishrei. So every Tishrei, that's the new year, like for the Tkufa of the Chamer and the Levona. We have Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, Ledin, another pshat. You know what our Mishnah means, that Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah Lishonim? You know what it means for the year? Like we hold, it's our Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rosh Hashanah Ledin, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu judges us. Ledin.
Like the Siddur says the person in the volume, Nei Reishis Hashanah, from the beginning of the year, the Adach Hashanah to the end of the year. Svidash and Dem Reishis Hashanah, the beginning of the year, and Rosh Hashanah, Nidin, the Kodesh Baruch Hu judges us, my year B'Seif, what's going to be throughout the whole year. What's ever going to happen this whole coming year, the Din was all Eskapaskin on Rosh Hashanah. That's what our Mishnah means. Rosh Hashanah Tishrei is Ledin. Look at Rashi. We have Nachum B'Yitzchak Rama. Rosh Hashanah Lishonim. The Tanah, not that our Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah Lishonim. Hocha Ledin. It means for judgment. Tana, that's what our Tanah means. Shah Kodesh Baruch Hu Dan B'Tishrei is called Boilam. Kodesh Baruch Hu judges on Tishrei the whole world. Call our Kodesh Oysam, our Tishrei, whatever's going to happen to us until the next year Tishrei. Yav Siva says in the Pesach, Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereshis Hashanam Hanigzeres Aleh. These are going to be the din and the din, what's going to happen to you throughout the year. Now the Gemara says, Mimai the Tishrei, how do you know this Pesach? Mereshis Hashanah is talking about Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. Yav Siva says in the Pesach, another Pesach continuum says, Tiku Ba'achoydis Hashayfa Ba'akesel Liyen Chagenu. But one of the mitzvah shofar, the Yom Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin, that the Yom Tiv, that the Kesel Gena, when the moon is covered up. If there's a chag, which Yom Tiv do we have? Sheachedish Mischasabo, that Levon like is covered up, meaning that the Yom Tiv is on Rosh Chedish, and the Yom is there Rosh Hashanah. So this part was talking about on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Sheachedish Mischasabo, and the Chedish, think of far away.